What a great question. And I believe this issue is critical, and I believe I have very little daylight between Congressman King and myself on this issue, because follow the money, as Sam Clovis would say. The only PAC that's contributed to me is Siouxland Ethanol, because they know I'll stand for the RFS. And you look at my money, and you'll see that it comes from the co-chair of the Iowa Trump campaign. It comes from the lead counsel of the Iowa Heartbeat Bill as far as endorsements. I would say to Randy, respectfully, we were born at night, some of us, but not last night. And so if you follow the money, you'll know exactly. The supporters that Randy Feenstra has are many of them never Trump folks. So when Randy Feenstra called President Trump a bit of a novelty act, some of his top supporters called President Trump treasonous. We need to make sure that if you follow the money and you actually see, this is a danger. Senator Feenstra, as Ways and Means Chair, after promising conservatives that he would not expand sports gambling, was the single most important person to the sports gambling lead lobbyist. That lead lobbyist set up a PAC for him later on, after he shepherded that to the House or to the Senate floor, and then voted against it so he could tell people back home that that was his principled stand. If you follow the money, you'll see that there's a danger. There's a difference in this race. If you believe that it's time to move on from Congressman King, respectfully, you will have in me a constitutionalist who's beholden to no one else than the 4th District constituents, not to PACs that support red flag legislation, and not to moderates of our party, and not to those who are the never Trump wing.